Burden, Brother and Sister, J.A. St. Helena, California, April 30th, 1911. Elder Burden, Loma Linda, California. Dear Brother and Sister Burden, on Wednesday evening, we took the train at Los Angeles. We had good accommodations, and nothing in particular transpired to cause any unpleasantness. It was a very long train of cars. We had a good lunch, and were all very comfortable. My letter must be a short time, as my head is easily wearied. As soon as I begin to use it, I am troubled with disagreeable pains. I have not yet recovered from the severe affliction I suffered at Glendale. After our trip to Fernando, my heart and arm were seriously painful. Sarah gave me most thorough treatment, and after a long time, relief came. I was urged to visit Long Beach to see how they were situated in the work there, but I was in such pain that I had to refuse. I dared not venture to go. In the afternoon of the day that we left for home, Elder Andros took us in an automobile to visit the several churches and the Bible Workers' Home in Los Angeles. We did not get out of the conveyance, but stopped and spoke to some of those engaged in the work. It was a very pleasant trip, and I was very glad to see so much of the work in Los Angeles. The automobile was an easy riding machine that did not jolt me, so I was spared any increased suffering. We reached home in safety, and on Friday I got relief from the pain I had endured for 2 days and nights. I felt that the Lord had blessed me, and on the next day, Sabbath, I consented to speak in the sanitarium chapel. I was surprised to meet so large a congregation there, and was thankful for the opportunity of speaking to them. My mind is settled in regard to the purchase of the land in front of the Loma Linda Sanitarium. We must have that piece of land. I will pledge myself to be depended upon for $1,000. I hope to be favored with an opportunity to hire some money soon, but I shall not worry in regard to this, or I shall not be able to do anything. The effort of speaking on Sabbath and of reading my letters today is all I have been able to do to the present time. But as soon as I can, I will make some movement concerning the raising of the $1,000. The piece of land we must have, for it will never do to have buildings crowded in there. Do not fail to carry through the purchase of it. Do your best, and I will do my best. The money from me you may depend upon. We shall be able to send it soon.